Good morning, my wonderful. How did you sleep? You look tired. Weren't you comfortable in my coils? I told you, silly. You're mine. Why in the world would I ever let you go? Especially out there, in the dangerous jungle where any terrible fate might befall you. Now, now, my beloved, shh. Quiet those foolish thoughts. You're simply not used to it yet. Soon enough, you won't be able to fall asleep unless you're curled up next to me. Safe and sound in my tail. You'll learn to love it, I promise. I said, shh, I don't want to hear another word about it. Today is not for arguing, love. No, today is a day of exploration. Not of the jungle, but of one another. You're not going anywhere, darling, so please, don't try and run. The only thing you'll accomplish is hurting my feelings. And I know you wouldn't want to do that. Would you? Thank you, my sweet. I appreciate that. And you? And to truly appreciate you, I must take a closer look. Now let me see. Your skin is so soft against my fingers. It's a shame to cover up one so lovely, don't you think? Yes, these definitely have to go. I don't want to rip your things, though. That would be awfully rude. Tell me, my sweet human, if I release you just enough so you might remove your garments, do you promise to behave? All right. You lied to me. Shame on you. How are we supposed to get to know one another if you insist on trying to flee the moment I loosen my grip? I was hoping I wouldn't have to do this. But you leave me no choice. Eat you? No, of course not. I love you far too much to ever do that. I had just hoped that you would listen. Open your mind to the wonderful possibilities offered by your new life here, with me. That I could earn your compliance with my kindness and caring heart, rather than through other means. But no, you're awfully stubborn, my love. But thankfully, there are quicker ways of gaining your cooperation. Come to me, my love. This will only hurt for a moment. And after that, well, you'll feel so good, you'll forget it ever hurt at all. There we are. Just a pinch. Don't worry, I only gave you the smallest amount of my venom. Nothing that would harm you, darling, or have any lasting effect. Just enough to relax you. to soothe that worried mind of yours, to open you up to the possibilities of your new life here with me. I can see it in your eyes now. It's already taking effect. How wonderful. I can finally relax my grip. Don't worry, I'll make sure you don't fall. I know your head is spinning with all sorts of delicious confusion. You lay there. I'll help you undress. There we are. Oh, and what a lovely sight. Such a beautiful body you have, my love. From the tips of your toes to the top of your head. It's such a thing to behold. Your skin is soft, yes. And your muscles here underneath. The curve and plane of your form. How sensual. It's that desire I see, my love, blossoming inside of you. My venom working its charms on that stubborn resistance, melting it away until your true carnal need rises forth. I know you want me the way that I want you, but you're frightened, aren't you? You've never been with a woman like me. You don't know what to expect. But you don't need to worry any longer. Let that last bit of resistance slip away, my darling, as I caress the length of your body. Oh, that's it. Relax into my touch. Let yourself melt into me. Good boy. Oh my. You are enjoying this, aren't you? I knew you would. If you just allowed yourself to let go. You know, I haven't fed in quite some time, and I am awfully hungry. You didn't even flinch away. How wonderful. And of course, I would never harm you, my sweet. But you can help to nourish me in your own way. What I need is inside of you, rich and full of protein, your seed. My venom affects more than just your mind, you see. It affects, well, your production. If I don't drain you, you'll be quite uncomfortable. But don't worry. I just have to tap the well, so to speak. And I'm very, very good at that. I can see you want that then. Almost as much as I do. You're practically salivating for it. This is the perfect opportunity for me to demonstrate some of my particular charms. My tongue is especially long compared to that of your species. Long and warm, wet and flexible. How does that feel, wrapped around your sex? Your moans are so cute, my love. The look of passion on your face. It's so rousing. Do you like when I stroke it, like this? My tongue curled around your shaft, like my tail around your body. The all-encompassing pleasure of it. Not an inch untouched, not a centimeter uncovered. That's right, thrust those hips up. Show me how much you want me. How badly you need this. How quickly your mind has changed. How easily you come around. Do you want my mouth? To feel the warm, welcoming chasm of it. Do not worry. My fangs retract. If you want it, you must tell me, my darling. Speak the words. I know you do. And I am more than happy to oblige. Magnificent. So hot and hard with your lust. Burning beneath the surface. I know you want me just the way I want you. And I want you to show me. Show me that love. Please give of yourself to me. For me. Gods, yes. And that was so much. And so, so good. Perfect, wonderful human treasure. Oh, I'm so full of you. So satisfied. As are you. Don't worry, I've got you. Come here, up into my coils. Let me hold you. There we are, safe and sound where you belong. Thank you, my darling. I'm glad that you agree, at least while the venom still courses through your veins. In a few hours, though, I know that old fear will come creeping in. It always does. But this time, you'll remember how good it was with me. How good it can be. Even if you don't want to, you'll remember. And you'll start to crave it. And crave it, until one day the desire overtakes the fear, and you'll finally be mine, fully and truly mine. It's all right, my love. I know it will take time, and I'm nothing if not patient. Good things come to those who wait, after all.